You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Experts are predicting a summer of low gas prices. Melissa Kay has more.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger-than-expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
In Green Bay, the average price for a gallon of gas fell almost 7 cents to $2.87 a gallon this week. In Appleton and Oshkosh, the average is $2.85 a gallon. The U.S. Army is closing its ROTC programs at several universities in an effort to rebalance and optimize the senior ROTC program. One of those programs is at the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh. It will close at the end of the 2025-26 academic year, impacting students from UWO, UW Green Bay, St. Norbert, Ripon College, and Marion University. No UWO staff will be affected, just to the Department of Defense employees. About 40 students from UWO and the other four universities participated in the ROTC last year. UW-Madison, Marquette University, UW-La Crosse, and UW-Stevens Point all host Army ROTC programs. UW-Stevens Point will be downgraded to an extension unit after this school year. A pedestrian died in Shawano County early yesterday morning after being hit by a car on County Road HH in the town of Washington. The driver, a 38-year-old Kashina man, called 911 saying he thought he hit something. After a search, deputies did locate a 32-year-old Shawano area man deceased in the ditch. The incident remains under investigation. Attorney General Josh Call says Wisconsin has joined another multi-state lawsuit. This time, it's against the U.S. Department of Education for illegally cutting congressionally approved funding for mental health programs in K-12 schools. The coalition argues that the Department of Education unlawfully issued non-continuation notices of two nationwide programs designed to increase access to school-based mental health professionals and to address long-standing shortages of counselors, psychologists, and social workers in K-12 schools. The cuts affect hundreds of thousands of students across the country and would significantly reduce the implementation of key mental health initiatives. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction had just begun rolling out a five-year federally funded project when the Department of Education issued a non-continuation notice in April. DPI has reported that 59% of Wisconsin high school students experienced at least one mental health challenge in the last year, and that current student-to-provider ratios remain significantly above national recommendations. The grant was set to run through 2029. But with the Department of Education funding now cut, DPI will lose over $8 million in future support. U.S. House Republicans passed their budget bill over the holiday weekend. Joanne Krulets has more on what that means for working families.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
The Independence Day holiday weekend brought more than a cookout and fireworks to the Fox Valley. someone is $2 million richer. A winning $2 million Powerball ticket was sold at the Festival Foods on Van Roy Road in Appleton for the July 5th drawing. It matched all five numbers, but not the Powerball. With the Power Play feature, the $1 million prize becomes $2 million. The winner has 180 days from the date of the drawing to claim their winnings. There have been $2 million Powerball prizes won in Wisconsin so far this year. Interestingly enough, both were sold at Festival Foods locations. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers clobber the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers got their bats going early, 5-0 at the end of the first. They went on to beat the Dodgers 9-1 last night. On the mound, All-Star Freddy Peralta pitched six scoreless innings to earn his fifth consecutive victory. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Freddy was sensational. He attacked with all three pitches, and, you know, that's a great lineup, maybe the best lineup in baseball. And he attacked and proved, you know, to himself and to all of us, like, he can withstand it.
Peralta beat a Dodgers lineup that included Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, and Mookie Betts.
He's a really good pitcher, frontline starter in our league. And once you get somebody like Freddie pitching downhill, it's going to be pretty good for you.
Basketball, the Bucks confirming deals we told you about last week. Contract extensions for Kevin Porter Jr., Ryan Rollins, signing the Pacers' Miles Turner. They also bought out the contract of the Hornets' Mihailije Mitrović, who's now free to play elsewhere in the NBA or in Europe. With Sports, on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Looking to make a playlist of patriotic songs for your weekend hangs? Look no further, as I did the research so you don't have to. Here are just a few classics from back in the day, as well as modern ditties. A consensus for the best or most searched modern-day patriotic songs seems to be Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA. How about adding another modern-day ear catcher to that list as well with Firework by Katy Perry? And of course, there is Tom Petty's American Girl. If you're like me, you love Ray Charles' version of America the Beautiful. And if people hear it on your list, they just might sing along. And don't forget Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts to encourage a good old-fashioned summer road trip. Living in America by James Brown is a song that will make you tap your toes, patriotically speaking. And let's not forget one of my personal faves, Take Me Home, Country Roads by the late, great John Denver. Happy listening, party patriotically, and safely, folks. If you were looking for a break from relatives, friends, or people in the neighborhood who drop by unannounced this holiday weekend, why not escape with a film or two that have been considered July 4th classics? Let's start with Jaws, which has to be on the list given it is considered the first summer blockbuster ever and just recently had its 50th anniversary. Another fan favorite is Independence Day, where Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum take on aliens that seemed impossible to defeat, but of course they find a loophole. The film is a total guilty pleasure and great escapism. Back to the Future is another summer classic that came out in 1985. It's got the always likable Michael J. Fox, Leah Thompson, and of course Thomas F. Wilson, who never quite achieved biffdom again. And in my research, I was surprised at how much the original Top Gun appeared on the list for 4th of July movies. If you don't feel like going back to the 80s again, check out Top Gun Maverick. Take a break from the heat and fire up the small screen. If you're looking for a political flick that dates back to a time before we were so polarized, you're in luck, if you can be a little patient. Young Washington is a biopic about the father of our country that is currently in development, according to TheWrap.com. Filming supposedly starts this summer, although there is no cast yet attached. So maybe they're just casting the role of cherry trees? Young Washington is expected to hit theaters next July 4th. America is definitely the land of the beautiful and also the land of the trying to sell you stuff constantly. It's going to get worse thanks to megaplex chain AMC, which has announced it will be putting more commercials before movies. This is considered a risky move when it comes to losing patrons, according to Variety, as AMC tries to make up a $4 billion debt by making viewers sit through more pre-film commercials. It's like they're begging people to stay home. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the upper 70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Mostly sunny tomorrow, nice day, a high again around 80. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. It's 67 right now.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.